भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शिल प्रभुपाद की जय। नंद कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की जय। ग्रंथरा श्रीमद भागवतम की जय। निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। टुगेदर नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरे नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्ण। So we are reading today from Canto 1, Chapter 8, entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, Text 52. Please repeat behind me. Yatha pankena pankambha Suraya vasura kritam Bhuta hatyam tathai vaikam न यज्ञैर्मार्ष्टुमर्हति यथा पंकेन पंकम्बः सूरया वा सुराकृतम् भूतहत्याम् तथैवैकाम् न यज्ञैर्मार्ष्टुमर्हति. यथा एज मच एज पंकेन बाय द मड पंकांबह वाटर मिक्स्ड विद मड सुरया बाय वाइन वा ईदर सुराकृतम इम्प्यूरिटी कॉज्ड बाय द स्लाइट टच ऑफ वाइन भूत हत्याम किलिंग ऑफ एनिमल्स तथा लाइक दैट एव सर्टनली एकाम वन न नेवर यज्ञ ही बाय द प्रिस्क्राइब सैक्रिफाइसेस मार्ष्टुम टू काउंटर एक्ट अर्हति इज वर्थ फाइल ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपट बाय हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद. Translation, as it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud or purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killing of men by sacrificing animals. Purport, Ashwamedh yagyas or Gomedh yagyas, sacrificed in which a horse or a bull is sacrificed, were not, of course, for the purpose of killing the animals. Lord Chaitanya said that such animals sacrificed on the altar of Yajna were regenerated and a new life was given to them. It was just to prove the efficacy of the hymns of the Vedas. By recitation of the hymns of the Vedas in the proper way, certainly the performer gets relief from the reaction of sins. But in case of such sacrifice improperly done under inexpert management, surely one has to become responsible for animal sacrifice. In this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, there is no possibility of performing the yajnas perfectly for want of expert brahmanas who are able to conduct such yajnas. Maharaj Yudhishthir therefore gives a hint to performing sacrifices in the age of Kali. In the Kali Yuga, the only sacrifice recommended is the performance of Harinam Yajna inaugurated by Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But one should not indulge in animal killing and counteract it by performing the Harinam Yajna. Those who are devotees of the Lord never kill an animal for self-interest. And, as the Lord ordered Arjuna, they do not refrain from performing the duty of a Kshatriya. The whole purpose, therefore, is served when everything is done for the will of the Lord. This is possible only for the devotees. Om Jnanadimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manovishtam Sapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Shri Yutapada Kamalam Shri Gurum Vaishnavamsa Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sagana Raghunatham Vitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakam Vitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Vancha Kalpada Rubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Vevacha Paridanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Rama Rama, Hare 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 Krishna. I'll read the translation again. As it is not possible to filter muddy water through mud or purify a wine-stained pot with wine, it is not possible to counteract the killing of men by sacrificing animals. So, although the chapter is entitled Prayers by Queen Kunti, the last verse, so the last section is the prayers of Queen Kunti are over. And here Yudhishthira Maharaj is speaking this verse. So, after the prayers of Queen Kunti, Krishna is about to depart. Yudhishthira Maharaj requests him to stay back. He stays. And then Yudhishthira Maharaj expresses his heart to Krishna, saying that so many men, animals and other creatures have been killed in this war of Kurukshetra, and I am responsible. I am responsible for that. So he takes the whole responsibility upon himself. This is a sign of a soft-hearted devotee also. His heart has been pained by so much massacre that took place. So in this verse, Yudhishthira Maharaj is saying, so if someone has been contaminated, then the Vedas recommend that sacrifices can be performed for purification. So Maharaj Yudhishthira says, my sin is so grave that how can I counteract the sin of killing so many people by indulging some other killing? Because in sacrifices, the horse or the cow is offered in sacrifice. Of course, Prabhupada says that it is not meant for killing. But still there is, they are rejuvenated, but still from one perspective, that particular body is destroyed, the old body is destroyed. So there is some killing involved over there. So basically he's pointing out that I cannot counteract the effect of the sin which I have committed by performing sacrifices. Give the two examples. There is a muddy water, we cannot filter it through some other mud. Or if there is a wine has contaminated some pot, then it cannot be purified by wine. So these two examples are given. So in this way, Yudhishthira Maharaj is speaking this verse. And Prabhupada, whenever there is talk of sacrifice, Prabhupada always makes a point to mention that sacrifice is not possible in this age. Those traditional sacrifices, Vedic sacrifice, the most practical and viable sacrifice is chanting of the name of the Lord. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. So all the benefits of the Vedic sacrifices can be attained by simply chanting the Lord's name. That means one can actually complete atonement for all sins by chanting. But one should not commit sins and then purposefully atone. That's another point being made. That becomes... But accidentally committed sins can be atoned by chanting the holy name of the Lord. It's another insight given by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, whose disappearance is today. We'll be discussing about him. He says, if devotees have committed sin, and then they don't have to perform any other atonement, sacrifices, etc., they should continue to chant the holy name. But they should not chant the holy name with the desire to counteract sins. They should desire that, let me suffer for those sins which I have done. But, so therefore the purpose is the chanting, one should go on with chanting for the pleasure of the Lord, for spiritual advancement, and not intention, one's intention should not be also to counteract sins. Although it will happen on its own. So therefore, the results of chanting which are secondary, this is a secondary result of chanting, the sins will be counteracted. If secondary results become our main primary desire, then our bhakti becomes shithil, means it becomes weak. The secondary results of bhakti should not be our aspiration, should not be our desire. So therefore, atonement will happen automatically. Devotee should not desire to be freed from the sins which one may have committed accidentally. The Lord may take care of them, but devotee should desire that, let me suffer for the sins, but let me chant the holy name for spiritual progress. So that's an important point. And another thing mentioned is that here Prabhupada is talking of, Prabhupada is writing here that those who are devotees of the Lord never kill an animal for self-interest. And as the Lord ordered Arjuna, they do not refrain from performing the duty of a kshatriya. That means devotee like Arjuna may kill, but they are not killing for self-interest. So the whole purpose, Prabhupada writes, therefore is served when everything is done for the will of the Lord. So one should understand the will of the Lord in one's life and act accordingly. Then everything is perfect. So therefore, the last point, the most important point being made here is, let's understand the will of the Lord and conduct ourselves accordingly. How do we understand the will of the Lord? The scriptures explain the will of the Lord. But then Shrutayo Vibhinna, there are so many instructions in the scriptures, which one is for me, which one is applicable in this time, place, in the circumstances. Okay, then those who are learned in the scriptures, we can approach them. But if you approach two learned people, they will give different opinion. Nasa avrishiryasya matam na bhinnam. They have the knowledge of scriptures, but you approach them, you approach two, three, so you will get that many opinion. Right? Because they are learned, so they present according to their learning. Then also there may be confusion. How do I understand the will of the Lord? Therefore, the will of the Lord is, or the true principles of religion are very confidential. Mahajano yena gatasa pantha. So, Mahajanas are not simply learned in the scriptures. They are pure devotees of the Lord. They are pure devotees of the Lord. Their heart is in sync with Krishna. Right? And that network doesn't come down. 24 hours, their heart is in sync with the Lord. So, they are Mahajana. That means they are constantly tuned in with the desires of the Lord, and they can tell us, okay, this will please the Lord. Mahajano yena gatasa pantha. So, today is a very, very auspicious day of Vasant Panchami. In fact, it is a very loaded day, as we call loaded day. But this day is loaded with the great mercy. This day is loaded with great mercy, auspiciousness and blessings. So we'll discuss something about the significance of Vasant Panchami, and especially today is there are six important events. Let me try to recall from the memory. So today is the day of Raghunandan Thakur appearance. Raghunandan, we'll discuss about him. Raghunath Das Goswami appearance. Vishnu Priya Thakurani appearance. Pundrik Vidyanidhi appearance. Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur disappearance. And also today is Saraswati Puja. So there are 6 events mentioned in the Vaishnava calendar today. So we'll try to briefly touch upon each within the limitation of the time. But we would like to be just glorify these personalities to be purified. So they're all great Mahajanas. We are going to discuss about them who can actually show us or illuminate the will of the Lord and give us direction in life. So Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami says, just by their mere remembrance is so purifying. Just to remember these great personalities, what is the effect? One will be freed from bhava band, the bondage of material existence, just by merely remembering them. One will attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. One will fulfill all one's cherished heartfelt desires simply by remembrance of these great devotees. So therefore, let's for some time, let's deeply try to remember their great contribution or their mercy in the line of devotional service. We'll begin with today, the day of Vasant Panchami. Panchami means the 5th day, this is the Shukla Paksh. And today is the day which marks the beginning of the spring season. It's described that in Vrindavan, you know, there are 6 seasons, but the spring season is always here. Right? The spring season is considered a very pleasant season. There are a very beautiful season because the climate is just very good in this season. It's not too hot, it's not too cold, and also, you know, there are many beautiful flowers, trees. They start sprouting, so it become very again start becoming green, everything and yellow. So therefore, this is the day when we celebrate new growth, new life, Vasant. So for the same reason, we have the deities also in yellow and green, right? Symbolizing the Vasant, the beginning of Vasant, the beginning of new growth and new life. That's the significance of Vasant Panchami. Today is the day of Saraswati Puja, Mother Saraswati's worship. Mother Saraswati is goddess of learning, goddess of music also, learning, music. So, it's described that when the devotees want to glorify the Lord, Mother Saraswati, she becomes very happy and she manifests beautiful words, beautiful expressions in the minds of the devotees so that they can glorify Krishna. She assists the devotees. It's mentioned that when King Prithu in the 4th canto, he was being coronated as the king, and different personalities, heavenly personalities, brought different gifts. Mother Saraswati brought a transcendental necklace. So it's significant that transcendental necklace, because it's described that the verses, the poems, the songs recited in the glorification of the Lord constitute a necklace around the neck of the devotees. The devotees become beautiful, like if you wear a necklace, a nice necklace, person looks beautiful. I'm talking especially the ladies. Men usually don't wear a necklace and all that. Small chain could be worn, but you know, when the ladies wear nice necklace, they look beautiful. So, the necklace around the neck beautifies person. Similarly, the necklace of glorification of the Lord, it beautifies the person. There were 2 verses composed by Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, which all the devotees memorized, right? Kanthast. One meaning of kanthast, memorized, is to wear around the neck. Okay? So, it's mentioned that Aidu Ishloka Bhakta Kantha Ratnahar. These 2 verses became like a Kantha Ratnahar. Ratna is jewels. So it became like a necklace of beautiful jewels around the neck of devotees. So in this way, Mother Saraswati beautifies neck of the devotees. And when the devotees want to glorify Krishna, she assists, she aids. She becomes very happy. So therefore, we worship her, we express our gratitude for her. So the day of Saraswati Puja. Then today is the day of appearance of Srila Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a great personality described in both Chaitanya Charitamrita, Chaitanya Bhagavat. It's mentioned that all the devotees have been described as branches of Lord Chaitanya tree. It's compared that Lord Chaitanya is like the main trunk of a tree. Example is given. And all his devotees are like the branches and the sub-branches. So, it's described that in the Adi Leela, Pundarik Vidyanidhi Bada Shakha Jani Yara Namalaya Prabhu Kandila Apani. Pundarik Vidyanidhi is a big branch. That means he is a great stalwart devotee. At times, Lord Chaitanya would cry out chanting his names. Just imagine. Just calling out the name of Pundarik Vidyanidhi, Lord Chaitanya's eyes would be filled with tears. That means how much love Lord Chaitanya had for him. So Lord Chaitanya would call him, "Oh Pundarik, oh my dear father, when will you come?" In between, like in Navadvip when he was performing Sankirtan, in between he would sometimes just say these words and devotees would be surprised. Whom is he calling for? And he's, you know, crying, calling his name. So Lord Chaitanya considered him as his father, Pundarik Vidyanidhi. He is none other than Vrishabhanu Maharaj, the father of Srimati Radharani, in Krishna Leela. And Lord Chaitanya had given him another name. Anyone knows his another name? Okay, that is father. Another name of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. Lord Chaitanya had given him another name. By chance, anyone knows the name? I thought I'll just make it a little interactive. Okay, so his another name was Prem Nidhi. Prem Nidhi means ocean of love. So that's Pundarik Vidyanidhi. And Pundarik Vidyanidhi, there's a story about his coming to Navadvip. And there is a story of his coming to Navadvip, and Mukunda Datta, who was already familiar, he wants to Gadadhar Pandit. I want to take you to meet a great Vaishnava. But he was a royal Vaishnava. He really had a royal paraphernalia, royal setting in which he was living. So he could not conceive. But later, Mukunda Datta revealed his great devotion, and Gadadhar Pandit, who is none other than Srimati Radharani, then he took initiation from Pundarik Vidyanidhi, who is naturally her father. So Gadadhar Pandit is his great illustrious disciple, he became in this particular Leela of Pundarik Vidyanidhi. So a great devotee who had, there are many other beautiful pastimes, but we will touch upon some of the more prominent ones in today's session. So then so today's Pundarik Vidyanidhi appearance, ocean of love, and we remember him and beg for his mercy and blessings. Also today is the appearance day of Sri Raghunandan Thakur. We have a concept of satellite centers, the main temple. The smaller centers are known as satellite centers. There were three satellite centers of Navadvip. One was Shantipur, another was Shrikhanda, and the third was Kulinagram. So, the Shrikhanda center was led by Mukunda Das and his brother Narhari, Mukunda Sarkar, his brother Narhari Sarkar, and His son then became a next prominent devotee, Raghunandan. Or he became, while they were there, he became a very prominent devotee, Raghunandan. So, Khandera Mukunda Das, Shri Raghunandan, Shri Narahari, Mukhyati Najan. So, these three devotees were the leading devotees of Shri Khanda. Raghunandan became very famous because one day his father Mukunda Sarkar, he was going out and he asked his son to make an offering to their Gopinath deity. And Raghunandan made an offering, and in his childish innocence he insisted that the Lord physically eat everything. And the Lord, being moved by his natural innocence and his pure devotion, actually physically ate. Sometimes some people say, okay, you make elaborate offering to the Lord because you know everything will come back. So the Lord begins to eat physically, you know, we will probably increase. So the plate came empty, and the mother informed the father. He said, make another offering, make Laddu's offering now to Gopinath. Give Raghunandan, you know. And Gopinath had already eaten full stomach, but he insisted again, eat all the Laddu's. Or Gopinath ate all the laddus, but the last laddu when he was eating, then Mukunda Sarkar, he just shouted in joy, right? And then the deity ate only half the laddu, so he left the half. So like that. So this is the deity still there of Gopinath when we go to Shri Khanda in Navadvip Dham Parikrama. So therefore he became a very celebrated devotee, Raghunandan. To the extent that great Mahabhagavata, another devotee, Viram Thakur, came all the way to take his darshan of this child. And everyone was scared because it mentioned that Viram Thakur was so pure that if he would offer obeisance to someone who is not pure, that person will just die at that moment. So the parents were scared. But he is coming to take darshan and if he offer obeisance, you know, and a child has some impurity, 0.1% or something, our child may die. But anyway, there is a long story of Abhinam Thakur coming and meeting, and he offered obeisances, and they both offered obeisances, they both greeted each other, they both embraced each other. There is a great joyous meeting of Abhinam Gopal Thakur and Raghunandan described. So therefore he became very famous as a child devotee. He was still very young, probably 5 years old. So one day, Lord Chaitanya asked one out of the box question. Like we talk some out of the box things, it's considered glorious to do something out of the box. So Lord Chaitanya asked one out of the box question to Mukunda. He said, Mukunda, I am wondering, who is the father? Is Raghunandan your son? You his father? Or is Raghunandan father, you are his son? Just imagine this. And it's not that Raghunandan is grown up. You know, I have seen there's one father and son came to Govardhan Eco Village. The son was grown up, he had a big beard, father was well groomed, shaven. They looked, you know, the son looked little elder than the father. So it's not that Raghunandan was grown up and Lord Chaitanya got a doubt, who is the father, who is the son. Raghunandan was a small child. Right? Lord Chaitanya asked, who is father and who is son? Mukunda said, my Lord, if you have any doubt, I'll show the birth certificate, school certificate, which certificate you want to see. Raghunandan, and the father name is Mukunda Sarkar. Mukunda could have said that. Lord Chaitanya asked this unusual question, and Mukunda also gave kind of out of box reply. Mukunda kahe Raghunandan mor pita hai. He said, obviously he is my father. Right? Everyone else was surprised, what is going on? What kind of question Lord Chaitanya is asking? What kind of answer is being given over here? Obviously he is my father. Because whatever bhakti I have is because of Raghunandan. Therefore he is my father. And Lord Chaitanya became so happy, became joyful. Shuni har se kahe Prabhu kahile nischay. He said, you have perfectly spoken.
You give the perfect answer. Just the right answer. And Lord Chaitanya became very happy. Shuni har se kahe Prabhu kahile nischay yahan hai te Krishna bhakti sahi guru hai. One who gives us Krishna bhakti, that person is guru. He is our superior or he is our father. Sahi guru hai. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya brought out the glories of his devotee Raghunandan. So Prabhupada, in one of the purports, he gives a very beautiful statement. He says, Lord Chaitanya engineered his pastime to maximize the glorification of his devotees, to maximize the bliss of his devotees. He wants to glorify his devotees. So therefore, he engineers his pastimes. It's such a beautiful term. From engineering background, I like this term very much. Lord Chaitanya is also engineering his pastime to give great glories to his devotees and to, and increase the bliss of his devotees. Bhaktera mahima prabhu kahite paye sukh. Bhaktera mahima kahite hai panchamukh. He feels so happy when the devotees are glorified. And when he glorifies the devotees, he said, it looks like he has five mouths, or it's mentioned shatamukh at times. Hundreds of mouths. So in this way, Lord Chaitanya, he engineered this pastime. He asked this question and had Mukunda reply to glorify Raghunandan, also to glorify his father Mukunda. What a refined understanding, what a perfect understanding he has. So this is about Raghunandan. Today is the appearance day of Srimati Vishnu Priya Devi, who is the consort of Lord Chaitanya. So in the scriptures, in relation to Lord Vishnu, there is a mention of, frequent mention of three feminine energies, Shri, Bhu and Neelam. Frequently it's mentioned. So in Lord Chaitanya's Leela, his first wife, Lakshmi Devi, she was a Shri potency. The Navadvip Dham was a manifestation of Leela potency. And the Bhu potency, the third energy, came as Vishnu Priya Devi. So she is that potency who appeared to assist Lord Chaitanya. And once his only Radhana Swami Maharaj was giving a talk, and he said, whether we are Olympic gold medalists or whether we are invalid, we are all little babies of Bhudevi, Mother Earth. We are all little children for Mother Earth. So Mother Earth, Bhudevi comes as Vishnu Priya. So she is Jagat Mata. She is our mother. And the same potency comes, appeared in Krishna Leela as Satyabhama. And her father is Satrajit. So therefore Satrajit from Krishna Leela comes as Sanatan Mishra, the father of Vishnu Priya in Lord Chaitanya's Leela. So just to contrast, Lord Krishna, when he comes as Krishna, when he descends in the self same form, he married 16,108 queens. And of course he danced with millions of gopis. It's inconceivable to people. But when he came as Lord Chaitanya, it's mentioned, when he is walking on the street of Navadvip and some lady is walking in the opposite direction, Stri dekhi dure prabhu hai na ek paash. From a distance he would see some ladies coming. He would just leave a respectful distance. He would move on the side, let her allowed to pass, without even exchanging any glance. That's how strict he was in dealing with ladies. So you see the contrast of Lord Krishna and Lord Chaitanya mood. So similarly, we see Nityanand Prabhu, he could not tolerate the transgression of Romharshan Sut. He became very proud and he killed Romharshan Sut with a blade of grass. But then Madai hit him with the pot on his head. And with a blade of grass, Nityanand Prabhu went to request him and was hit on the head with a pot. But still he went all the way to, get forgiveness for him from Lord Chaitanya. So we are contrasting the mood. Similarly, Satyabhama would not tolerate any neglect on the part of the Lord. But here Vishnupriya Devi, just few years after marriage, while she was still under 20, Lord Chaitanya took sannyas. And she lived her entire life, you know, when the Lord had taken sannyas, just in remembrance, just in separation from the Lord. Just imagine. Satyabhama would not tolerate any small neglect, but here Vishnupriya Devi, without complaining, she lived her entire life in separation from the Lord. So it's mentioned that Vishnupriya Devi, the great devotee of Lord Chaitanya, Vamshi Vadan Thakur, he had offered a deity of Lord Chaitanya, he gifted a deity of Lord Chaitanya to Vishnupriya Devi. And he said that the Lord Chaitanya actually was manifest in that deity. He was present there. So therefore she just worshipped that deity in front of Lord Chaitanya. She would, from morning till evening, she would chant the holy names. And she would have some grains of rice. After chanting one Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. She would pick up a grain of rice and put it in another, in an empty pot. So, again she would pick up one grain of rice, she would chant the Mahamantra, remembering Lord Chaitanya with great love and devotion. And then she would put that rice. So at the end of the day, by evening, so whatever rice she had chanted upon, she would cook that and offer it to Lord and honor that much. Nothing else, just that boiled rice. So no dal, no sabji, no question of pakoda or sweet dish, not even chutney. Just the plain boiled rice. She lived a very austere life. And that rice was also a little, was also actually very little. One grain of rice. Yes. So that rice would not even fill up her stomach. It was not sufficient. But it would fill her heart. And so therefore, her main nourishment was her love for the Lord. And actually there is greater hunger of love in this world than the physical hunger. So therefore, that is Vishnupriya Devi. I was just thinking, wondering if how much one will be nourished by honoring if one could get one grain of Mahaprasad of, you know, which was chanted by Vishnupriya Devi in the remembrance of the Lord. How much fortunate we would be to get this Mahaprasad, very rare Mahaprasad. Our heart would be flooded with the love for Lord Chaitanya if you could be fortunate to attain that. But that was her daily practice. So in this way, that is Vishnupriya Devi, and all the great acharyas who visited Navadvip, Srinivas Acharya, Srila Jiva Goswami, and many others, they would come and come for her darshan, fall at her feet, take her blessings. So we also bow down her at lotus feet and seek her blessing on this day. Today is her appearance day. Also today is the appearance day of Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. Now about Raghunath Das Goswami, there are chapters and chapters written about his glories. But we will briefly just talk about him. Mahaprabhu ra priya bhitya Raghunath Das Sarvateji Kaila Prabhu ra padatale vas. So he is another great devotee of Lord Chaitanya who gave up everything to reside, to attain the ultimate treasure of the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So Haridas, Raghunath Das Goswami, in his childhood had the association of Haridas Thakur, is mentioned. And therefore that was the time when the seed of love of Lord Chaitanya was sown in his heart. So children are very receptive, whatever impressions get in the childhood, they are like a seed which remain within their heart. So it's mentioned that Haridas Kripa Kare Tahara Upare Sei Kripa Karan Haila Chaitanya Pai Bare. So Haridas Thakur was very merciful to him, and because of that seed which was sown by Haridas Thakur in the childhood, that was the reason he attained the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya later when he grew up. He was also a recipient of mercy of Lord Nityananda. In fact, only by attaining the mercy of Nityananda Prabhu and the blessing of the devotees in the Chidadahi festival could Raghunath Das Goswami achieve the fulfillment of his desire to attain the lotus feet of Lord Chaitanya. So then, by mercy of Nityananda Prabhu, he could leave his household life and take complete shelter of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya entrusted him to his most confidential associate, Swarup Damodar. Just imagine, Lord Chaitanya took the hand of Swarup Damodar in his hand, like this, and he took the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami, and he placed the hand of Raghunath Das Goswami in the hand of Swarup Damodar. And he said, I entrust him to you. He is, today onward, he is like your son and a servant also. Putra Bhritya Rupe. So you treat him like your son and a servant. So it was a great fortune to be under the shelter of such a pure devotee of the Lord. So when one attains shelter, then Yamunacharya says, when we attain the shelter of the Lord or his pure devotees, then we attain complete joy, a life of complete joy. Parhishyami Sanath Jivitam. There is a beautiful verse by Yamunacharya. So, 16 years he stayed in Jagannath Puri rendering confidential service to Lord Chaitanya under the guidance of Swarup Damodar Goswami. And it's mentioned that his sadhana, his spiritual vows were like Pashanera Rekha, the lines on the stone. Sahasradandavat kare lay lakshanam dui sahasra vaishnavere nitya pranam. This is about a part of his sadhana. Sahasradandavat kare lay lakshanam. He would do 1,000 dandavats, 1 lakh, chant the 1 lakh holy names in 64 rounds, and dui sahasra vaishnavere nitya pranam. So often, you know, this verse is confused, the understanding is not very clear. What is this 100 dandavats and 2,000 pranams to Vaishnavas? What is this all about? So therefore it is explained that he would do kind of a Radha Kund. You know, Radha Kund, there are so many places. He would do like a Dandavati Parikrama of Radha Kund and Sham Kund. That would take 1,000 Dandavats. And then chant 64 rounds. That's clear on his beads. And Dui Sahasra Vaishnavere Nitya Pranam was, he would remember 2,000 Vaishnavas and offer them pranam by mantra pranam. Mantra pranam. Like say, Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghu Yugo Shri Jeeva Gopalako. By this mantra we have offered pranam to 6 of them. Like that. So therefore, there is Vaishnava Smaran. 2,000 Vaishnavas he would remember and offer pranam, vachik, manasik. Mainly is considered like vachik pranam by reciting the pranam mantra. Dandavat is like parikrama. So, he received 2 very special gifts from Lord Chaitanya. One was the Govardhan Shila, and Lord Chaitanya has received from a sannyasi who had come, Shankaranand Saraswati, who had come from Vrindavan. He had gifted Lord Chaitanya a Govardhan Shila and a Gunjamala. So Lord Chaitanya had kept these 2 precious gifts with him for quite some time, and it's mentioned that Lord Chaitanya would bathe this Govardhan Shila with his own tears, and being very pleased with the devotional service of Raghunath Das Goswami, he gifted these 2 to Raghunath Das. So those 2 special gifts were also received by Raghunath Das Goswami. And Raghunath Das Goswami, he understood by giving me Govardhan Shila, Lord Chaitanya has given me shelter at Govardhan. And by giving me Gunjamala, he has given me the shelter of Radharani's lotus feet. So he has given me residence at Govardhan and the shelter of Radharani's lotus feet. That's the significance of these 2 gifts, Govardhan Shila and Gunjamala. So, this is about Raghunath Das Goswami. And lastly, we will discuss about Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur is another great Vaishnava Acharya who brought actually a spiritual renaissance. I remember 20 years back there used to be cassette time. The cassette was entitled Spiritual Renaissance. There were two cassettes, one, Spiritual Renaissance 2. There were talks of Radhana Swami Maharaj and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur. So I heard those talks several times. It was beautiful classes on the contribution of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, who brought spiritual renaissance. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he was born in the mid-17th century, that is 1654 AD, in Devagram, in West Bengal, Nadia district. It is mentioned that Narottam Das Thakur had a very famous disciple. He was a well-known Brahmana. He was a leader of the Brahmana community, very influential person, called Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. And when he became the disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, the whole Brahmana community was like, they were shocked. You know, like a topmost person, he became a disciple of Narottam Das Thakur, who was not considered Brahmana. For he was not born in a Brahmana family, Narottam Das Thakur. So, he was a very prominent disciple, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti. So, he also became like an Acharya. Ganga Narayan Chakravarti had a disciple called Krishna Charan Chakravarti. So, and Krishna Charan, and Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he met Krishna Charan Chakravarti, and from there he got very impressed and he accepted Krishna Charan Chakravarti as his spiritual master. So therefore he is a great grand disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. Right? Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Narottam Das Thakur, Ganga Narayan Chakravarti, Krishna Charan Chakravarti, and then is Vishwanatha Chakravarti. But Krishna Charan Chakravarti had become very old when Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur met him. So although he took all the shiksha, but Krishna Charan Chakravarti said, you may take formal initiation from my disciple. So therefore, the formal initiation of Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur took place from Radha Raman Chakravarti. So there is one more link in between for the formal initiation. Otherwise, he is like the great grand disciple of Narottam Das Thakur. So Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, he had his initial study in Navadvip. He studied grammar. He studied this poetic literature, rhetoric, and so on. And he became very expert. And also his parents noticed that he became totally indifferent to family life. So the parents became concerned and they married him at the early age. So that, you know, after that he will have the responsibility of the family and not just renounce everything. So fearing that, they married him at an early age. So after Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur completed his studies in Navadvip, he came to Vraja with the blessings of his guru, the blessings of Krishna Charan Chakravarti. And at that point of time, he resided in Radha Kund and he studied from a disciple of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he studied all the Vedic literature from Mukunda. There is another devotee, Mukunda. There are many Mukundas in the, you know, devotees, they have similar name, but this is the disciple of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami. So he was also a very scholarly devotee living in Radha Kund, and under him Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur studied all the Goswami literatures. Then after his studying, he returned back to Navadvip. By this time, the family members of the girl whom he was married, they approached his guru. They said, he should take some responsibility of family and not just stay in your ashram. Send him back home. So on the insistence of guru, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur returned back to be with his wife. So the first night they were together, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur spoke full night Bhagavad Katha. In the morning, the wife went and revealed this to her mother, and an urgent meeting was called of the family members. Right? So they all had an urgent meeting, and then they decided that it is better he goes back to his guru. Right? That is the conclusion of the long meeting. It's better he goes back to his guru. So they all, without any reservation, said, please, he'll be very happy. You go back to your guru's ashram. So that was his grihastha ashram life. One night of Bhagavad Katha. So he returned back to his guru, and his guru asked him to study and make one hand copy of Srimad Bhagavatam. That was the system. So study Srimad Bhagavatam and make a hand copy. So it's mentioned that Vishwanath Giri Thakur, he would sit to study Srimad Bhagavatam and he would be so absorbed, he would not know what time of the day it is. So he would sit somewhere, and then when it would be noon, the sun would be scorching. And he would not notice. He would just be studying and copying Srimad Bhagavatam. But miraculously, some shade will appear over him, although there are no tree around. Some shade will appear over him. So it's mentioned that once while he was studying and copying Srimad Bhagavatam, the clouds appeared and started raining. And it didn't even notice. That was the level of absorption. I mean, it's amazing. We can't conceive of it. That level of absorption. We can conceive a little bit. Sometime I've heard some incident that some people go to office, they carry a tiffin, and while returning back, they again carry the tiffin. So, today I forgot to eat the lunch. Right? The tiffin is still heavy. This has been absorbed in the work. So some absorption is experienced in this world, but this kind of absorption that starts raining and person doesn't even notice it's raining, and miraculously there was a shade over him. He was studying and copying Srimad Bhagavatam. So the king palanquin was passing, and the king noticed, here is a person, saint, studying Bhagavatam while it's raining heavily, and he's untouched. So the king fell down at his feet. He got down from the palanquin. He fell down at his feet, and he took shelter of Vishwanath Giri Thakur. So, the devotees have all kind of mystic powers, or the Lord may manifest mystic power through them, but that's not their real glory actually, these miraculous events. Their real glory is their love for the Lord, their devotion to the Lord. So again it's mentioned, after he completed hand copying Srimad Bhagavatam, again with the blessings of Guru, he came to Vrindavan second time. And then he resided at several places in Vrindavan. He resided at Radhakund, he resided at Yavat, he resided at Govardhan, and also in Vrindavan at Radha Gokulanand Mandir. So it's mentioned that when he came to Vrindavan, it was late 17th century. So Vrindavan was literally in shambles. Due to the one reason is due to the attacks of Aurangzeb. So in 1670, the Aurangzeb attacked Vrindavan and created a lot of, externally broke many temples and so on. And also the whole Gaudiya Vaishnava Sampradaya had become corrupted with so many deviations. There were some who were saying only renunciants can become guru. Others saying descendants of Nityananda were claiming only we are authorized to become gurus. There were sahajiyas. And so many other deviant sects. So practically, true spirituality was completely lost in Vrindavan. So Vishwanath Giri Thakur was the one to again revive the spiritual movement. It became kind of covered over at that point of time. So therefore, he brought spiritual renaissance. He fought against all the deviations very vigorously. And preach the pure message of Lord Chaitanya to the extent that this Pandit, Smarta Pandit, and other caste Goswamis, they plotted to kill him also. Okay? So there is the story of trying to kill him, but by the Lord's mercy and by the natural devotion, their hearts were actually transformed. Rather than killing them, they all became his disciples. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he had two very prominent disciples. One was Narhari Chakravarti, who wrote Bhakti Ratnakar. And second was Baldev Vidyabhushan. These two great stalwart were his disciples. And the deities of Radha Gokulanand, when we go to Radha Gokulanand, we say, Jayo Radha Gokulanand, Radha Gokulanand, Radhe, Shila, Vishwanathir Pranadhan, He, in that bhajan. So they are the life and soul of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And the deities came to him while he was in Vrindavan, and one brahmachari just came and handed over the deities to him, and he suddenly just left. So the deities on his own, they came to accept service. So although he was very hesitant, but the Lord himself inspired him, take up my service, I want you to serve me. And the deities are known as Radha Gokulanand, meaning the Lord who gives pleasure to the cows and the residents of Gokul. Gokul is the kula of cows, and also Gokul means the residents of Gokul. So in this way, the Lord who gives pleasure to cows and the residents of Gokul appeared to Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur wrote many books, Madhurya Kadambini, Vrajaliti Chintamani, Stavamrit Lahari, very beautiful glorification of the Lord, Vrindavan Dham, and so on. So he wrote 18 titles. And more famous than that are his commentaries on Bhagavad Gita, which is Sararth Varshani, on entire Bhagavatam, which is Sararth Darshani, on Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He also wrote a Sanskrit commentary on Chaitanya Charitamrita, which is as of now unavailable. No one has a clue where is that, but it's mentioned that he wrote several very beautiful commentaries. And he also wrote some Bengali composition under the pen name Sri Hari Vallabh Das. Vishwanath Thakur, he gave the meaning of his own name. He says, Vishwanath. Vishwanath. He said, I am a dog, sure. But because I have a master, Nath, therefore I am a special dog. Like there is a stray dog, but the dog is a master, right? He walks with great confidence on the road. Right? The stray dogs, you know, they have their shoulder folded inside, they are always scared. But the dog with a master, right? See his walk, gait, that's a different. So he says, although I'm a dog, but because of my master has accepted me, Lord Krishna has accepted me, therefore I have become a special dog. Not that I am special because I have but because I have a special master. So therefore I have a Sanath dog in that way. Sanath. Sanath. We just discussed this term Sanath. Bhavantam eva anucharan nirantara kadaham ekantika nitya kinkara parishishyami Sanath jivitam. Very beautiful verse. Describe one who is Sanath. That person becomes completely sheltered and joyful. So Vishwanath Thakur in this way gave the meaning of his own name. I am a special dog. So we'll just end by reciting a beautiful Pranati Mantra of Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, composed by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He says, now this is another meaning of his name given by Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur in this Pranati Mantra. Second meaning given by another Vaishnava Acharya. He says, Vishwasya Nath Rupaso Bhakti Vartma Pradarshanath. Because he is the one who has shown the path of bhakti or illuminated the path of bhakti to the whole world. Therefore, he is Vishwanath. Vishwanath, Vishwasya Nath Rupo Aso Bhakti Vartma Pradarshanath. So, in second line, this is the meaning of Vishwanath. Then, Bhakti Chakre Vartitvat Chakravarti Akaya Bhavat. Because he is Bhakti Chakre Vartitvad, he is the leader or the most exalted devotee in the assembly of devotees. Bhakti Chakra. Bhakto ke chakra mein means Bhakto ke samu mein, amongst all the devotees, he is the most exalted. Therefore, he is Chakravarti. Bhakti Chakre Vartitvad. So, he is Vishwanath because he has shown to the whole world the path of devotion. And he is Chakravarti because he is the most exalted among the group of the great devotees. So that is Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So we will we
So on this very auspicious day of the appearance of Raghunandan Thakur, appearance of Pundit Vidyanidhi, appearance of Vishnupriya Thakurani, appearance of Raghunath Das Goswami, Saraswati Puja, and disappearance of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So we'll just pray at their lotus feet. Their great example has illuminated the path of devotion. This material world is inherently a dark place of ignorance. Again and again, confusion and quarrels start coming up. But their example always shines forth to illuminate our path. So we will just recite one verse. You can repeat behind me. To offer or beg blessings of all six of them together. So we are just seeking their mercy and blessings. So Kaviraj Goswami has composed one verse, beautiful verse, to seek the blessing of all the Vaishnavas. Cumulative blessings. So cumulative blessings are very powerful blessings. Jaya Gaur Bhakta Gana Gaur Yar Pran Sav Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Dehadan Jaya Gaur Bhakta Gana Gaur Yar Pran. All glories to all the devotees of Lord Chaitanya. Gaur Yar Pran. Lord Chaitanya is the life and soul. Sav Bhakta Mili. Together, all of you. Together, he says, Sav Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Dehadan. Please give me the charity of pure devotional service. So we'll recite once again. Jayo Gaur Bhakta Gana Gaur Yar Pran Sab Bhakta Mili More Bhakti Dehadan Jai Shri Gauranga Mahaprabhu Ki Jai Granthara Srimad Bhagatam Ki Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai Nitai Gaur Premanande. Thank you all very much. Hare Krishna.